Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis, from The Fertile Mind. Affirmations are very popular with people on this fertility journey. What if I were to say affirmations don't work? That's quite a bold statement, isn't it? What about the secret and the power of manifestation? Well, if the secret was true, where's my Ferrari? Advocates will tell me I'm not doing it right, I'm not believing in the power and manifestation strong enough. Well, in this episode, we're going to explore the psychology of affirmations and how they may actually be holding you back from getting pregnant more than you think. Hit subscribe to be updated with further episodes and rate the podcast if you enjoy it to help share the love. Loving you. Personal development industry is a massive, massive industry. There's millions of books out there telling you what you should or need to do to be a better version of yourself. I really struggle with this for many reasons. One is I don't think we're broken, need to be fixed. So I think it's almost looking things from the wrong perspective. And one of the things that often come up in personal development, and I hear a lot of people talk about when we talk about their fertility, their journey, what they're doing, is affirmations. And I've always struggled with affirmations. And now I can really see why, and why I struggle with them, not just someone who's tried to use them in the past, but now we understand how the mind works and the psychology of our experience, I can almost see why they often don't work. And I want to start by proposing or suggesting a model. There's three ways we typically engage with life. One could be that we're striving towards creating the external circumstances we think we need to be happy, to be peaceful, to be content, to be complete, whether it's the next level of our career, or the relationship, or the baby, or whatever it may be, we're striving towards the next thing we think we need to be happy. And the problem with that is, it puts all the power, all our psychological well-being, the power of our well-being in the external world. It presupposes that our sense of okayness is dependent on attaining that external thing, whether it is the job, the car, the house. There's another approach to life, which is, I guess, like the law, kind of the manifestation, the law of attraction, or using affirmations, and just think these things in, and it will come to you. You just need to think it through. You need to just affirm yourself, use the affirmations, use the visualization, and it's just going to happen. Now, for me, that presupposes that there's a metaphysical energy behind life that is loving and kind and abundant. It wants to bless you with these amazing, wonderful things. Now, don't get me wrong, I do believe that. But also, I think this approach, again, puts all the power outside of you into that metaphysical energy behind life. There's a third way. For me, the third way is recognizing, yeah, I do believe in an energy behind life that's loving and kind and wants to bless us. It's like the perfect parent. We sometimes can't imagine that, because no parent on this human earth is perfect. But imagine if you could imagine a perfect parent that's just nothing but love, kindness, encouragement. It's got our back, wants the best for us. That's the energy behind life. And we're made of it. We're part of it. Part of it. It works through us. We are it. We co-create our life with that energy. So we do take steps. We do take action. Inspired action. It hasn't got all the power. The power moves through us. And coming back to affirmations, sometimes affirmations are used to try and persuade us that we're something we don't truly believe we are. That you are good enough, you are worthy, it is going to happen, you are deserve these happy, these things you want to give you happiness. And sometimes when you use those affirmations, that part of us doesn't truly believe it. It says, yeah, not really, yeah, right, yeah, don't really believe that. And what we're doing unconsciously is reinforcing that part of us that doesn't truly believe it. In a way, it's a form of spiritual bypass. If you have limiting thoughts and beliefs, then we need to do something about those. And sometimes trying to jump into a new story without letting go of the old story just ends up having thought fighting with thought. The positive thinking fighting with the negative thinking. And the negative thinking generally wins out because it truly believes your survival is dependent on it. It's based on a misunderstanding. Misunderstanding where our experience comes from, misunderstanding of who we really are. When we recognize the truth of who we are this energy behind life, we're made of it, we're part of it. Then we can't not believe those affirmations. We almost don't need the affirmations because it's the essence, this is who we are. We are love, we are worthy, we are valuable. It's just our essence, it's who we are. We don't need persuading of that. We can step in and embody that. We can step in and declare that. You can declare who you are with power and truth and embodiment rather than part of you trying to persuade you that you are that. You can know you are worthy. You know you are loved. You know you deserve good things. You don't need anything to prove that, anything to validate that. You know you are that, so you're living more from that inside-out place of knowing who you really are. Not in an arrogant, egotistical way. It's a place of love for yourself and love for others, because you can know you are that, and you know that everyone else is that. We're all made of this energy. We're all amazing human beings. And we can relax into this journey knowing that truth. We can relax into that energy knowing that we have everything we need within us. We don't need persuading that. We can live from that space. We can declare the truth of who we are. You are love. You are worthy. You are loving presence in this moment. Some of the things I need to like to recognize about myself is that I am love. I'm a loving presence to the people I'm with. I co-create my life with this loving energy of life. I am limitless. We're all limitless. There is abundance in the world. Abundance of love, time, money, energy, happiness. We don't have to create ourselves abundance. To create abundance, then to use affirmations or manifestation, we are abundance. We just create limitations. We create limitation in who we think we are, our worthiness, whether we're enough. It's about seeing through that limitation. It's about seeing that limitation for what it is, a story we've picked up along the way. It's not who you are. The truth of who you are is you're this energy behind life. And you co-create your life with it. If you're using affirmations and there's a part of you saying, yeah, not really, just acknowledge that part of you. Don't ignore it. Don't get resentful with it. Love it. It's a part of you that along the way believes something that's not true. Interpreted things around them that made them think they're not okay in some way. They think their okayness is dependent on external things. Whether it's people who like them or love them, dependent on some external validation. Love that part of you. Acknowledge it and love it. So I guess that's one thing affirmations can be useful for, is identify him as a part of you that needs some self-love and compassion and understanding, where to do that spiritual work rather than the spiritual bypass. In fact, what comes to mind is sometimes my clients, I get them to say an affirmation out loud to see what comes up. I've probably said it before in the podcast, that the phrase, I accept myself as I am today. I accept myself as I am today. And I ask people to say that out loud, not as an affirmation, but to notice their internal response. I'm more interested in their internal response to it. I'm more interested in the part that maybe doesn't truly believe that. Let's explore that part of you. Let's love that part of you. Let's help that part of you see the truth of who you really are. That's where you begin to find a sense of peace and well-being, completeness on this journey, which allows you to continue this journey from a place of peace without giving up. That's, for me, that's where the magic happens. That's what happened for my wife and I, and that's what happens with my clients. Loving you.